I really don't like the studio.
Well, it's a lot smaller than what I'm used to.
I demand the luxuries in life, Michael.
I understand.
I am the talent.
I liked, by the way, the open, that adding in those little music things. That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded good.
It's good stuff. All right, well, let's go get this shit done.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are in the his hill.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
And welcome inside episode 18, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. I am the talent, Leon Oliver here, standing across from Michael Biseglia in a nice seafoam green jacket. Mike, how are you doing?
It's a nice little hoodie. It was the kind of day, Leon, where you could wear a hoodie. It was low 50s. Was not the cold yuckiness that we've seen in the past. You're wearing shorts today, so that's just an indication of how warm it was relative to what it's been in the past. But
you,
yes.
Are you familiar with the Leon Oliver rule?
I am. Dave Fafara, I guess, instituted it with you.
No. The Leon Oliver rule has been in existence for a long time.
What's the
time.
Leon Oliver shorts
if
rule?
If it's 50 or above, it's shorts weather.
Okay.
So, and that was the great thing when I went to college in Virginia Beach was a lot of times it stayed in the 50s all winter. So you put on a hoodie, you put on shorts, you go to class. Or in my case, you put on the hoodie, you put on shorts, you go drinking, and you don't go to class.
Did you ever wear like sandals or flip-flops or anything
like
that?
Oh, yeah, you got to flip-flop it with the shorts and the hoodie. That's a good look. With a baseball cap, that's a college look.
That is a college look. Unfortunately, those days are long over.
Long,
buddy.
Long
Outside
gone.
The Box, episode 18, as you mentioned before. The website's up. It looks good. Special thanks once again to Wendy Edwards. Appreciate all her hard work as the site continues to develop. And, Leon, I got to give you the praises on this one. This Zazzle thing. This is cool.
You're letting the cat out of the bag. Well, you don't know how to build up.
You get me on that every week, but I get excited. I can't help it.
You're a premature announcer is what you
well,
are.
Well, you know what?
You're premature a lot of things.
I am a premature announcer. That's about it.
You're a premature announcer.
Oh, stop with your filth.
Anyway. The site, which Mike neglected to announce, is otbpodcast.com.
You know, that would be important.
If you haven't been there, you should go fuck yourself. Then you should go there, otbpodcast.com.
There's no need for the curse.
Well, no, you got to go there.
No, I understand.
You got to support that site.
I believe in it. I'm just saying. No need for the language.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh,
anyway.
The merchandise section is cool. This stuff is cool. And I got to give you a lot of credit, Leon, because you went on there.
There's no buildup. It's all gun. It's all willy-nilly.
All right.
It's
all
a free-for-all.
Just let's explain about it.
Anyway, otbpodcast.com. You go to it, upper right-hand corner. You click on merchandise. And because these computers were built in Soviet Russia in 1976, we can't exactly see the merchandise. We don't have the appropriate flash player, Michael. But there's a lovely rotating
Lego.
Ad there. That
I'm looking at a Lego.
Yeah, there's a lovely rotating ad there that has all of our merchandise, and you can go and buy outside the box merchandise. There's a hoodie, there's hats, there's buttons and ties and all sorts of crap with our logos on it, and you can go and check it out and support the show, beer mugs and everything, and we're already rolling. The store's already going well. Nice response thus far.
We got a sale, and I feel like
got
Tommy Boy and well, I feel like Tommy Boy, when he makes his first sale. Special thanks to Lisa Dineline, who went out and bought OTB merchandise, a t-shirt. And I was curious because I have no idea.
Just blowing up her spot.
Hey.
It's all out in the open.
Hey, if Howard Stern said Leon Oliver, you'd be honored, right?
Yeah, and then
it's the same deal here, baby. So my point
we're international, Michael.
That's true, but we don't get $500 million for our contract.
Not yet.
But I just wanted to say thanks. She bought a T-shirt. We get 10% of the profit. So don't even think like we're making money off this. Enjoy the merchandise. It's for you. You know, get it for the. There's no real holidays coming up, but
there's no real holidays. It's Valentine's Day. What's more romantic than getting your old lady? Your old lady.
Be careful.
Old ball and chain.
Just be careful. There could be some guys listening, or some women listening that don't like that.
Well,
reference.
Maybe you can get your broad the outside the box with Mike and Leon spaghetti string tank top. There, you want to sex it up a little bit this Valentine's
Day?
Yeah,
there's nothing more romantic than a guy and a girl on Valentine's Day. He's setting the mood, and he gives her a shirt that has our faces on it, or vice versa. She's looking at him, and he's got our faces on it. Can you think of something romantic as a guy and the girl. They're having a beautiful Valentine's Day, and it's your face and my face on a shirt. I mean, that's just going to ruin it for them. Get the coffee mug.
That's going to make things very interesting. Yeah. But anyway, we got the merchandise up on there. You can check it out. Also, make sure to become a fan of the show on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com. You can search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Click on that like button as we build our way to 300. We were at 180 literally a second ago, and we literally went down to 179. So that one person out there, you can go fuck yourself. You earned that one.
The Leon F-O-meter is up to 2 for the day.
Oh, I'm going Rex Ryan in this show.
All right.
Also, you can make sure to go online to the Twitter, if you're a tweeter. And the new show title on Twitter, it's OTB Podcast. So follow us on Twitter there, and you can tell us how much you love the show, how much it sucks, how much you hate me, how much you want to burn my house down, whatever
it may
be.
You don't own a house. Before we get into the show, I never hear you curse in real life.
I curse all the time. That's because I'm here at the station where there are this organization called the FCC. They fine you money for cursing on the radio.
No. I'm just saying as a person in general, like when you're talking.
Oh, Mike, you
haven't.
You don't spend as much time with me as we used to.
I really don't think you curse that much.
I'm like Bob Knight.
Really?
This is Leon when he does his show on good behavior.
Oh.
Wow. My fiance has to wash my mouth out with soap.
What does she think of your behavior? Does she ever?
She says, you know what?
She loves you though, right?
This is who he is. This is who he is.
The big bear is coming. We used to call
the big drunken bear is on the range.
Leon coming on. But it is as we move on with the show, Outside the Box, episode 18. The website's there. Very excited about that as we move on forward. And you and I were brainstorming the other night and thinking of ideas for the show. First off, I was watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives last night, and that's what they go to the restaurant and they just check it out for pretty much for 7-8 minutes. And there was a Southern type style restaurant, but with a Jewish cuisine twist. I think we need to interview this man because he's a combo of our lives on a plate.
Sounds very interesting. Where was this place?
In Philly, though.
How did you have Southern food in Philadelphia?
But it was the Southern concept. You can.
I bet
you
his can. Sweet tea is awful.
Probably.
That's a true test of whether a place has good Southern food.
I can't get into the sweet tea.
Because you're from the occupied North.
Yes.
You know, you go north to Fredericksburg, Virginia, you can't get sweet tea. I was in D.C., week before last. I went to a restaurant. Can I have a sweet tea? They look at me. We have iced tea. You can put sugar in it. That's not the same thing.
I can't get into it. It makes my lips pucker up. I'm not a sweet tea guy. I don't like it.
Yeah, well, it's one of these things we enjoy down here in the Dixie. And unfortunately,
how was your Dixie beer? Did you like that?
It was delicious.
It was good?
It was very good. I still have a couple bottles left.
Go.
My fridge is mainly full of beer.
Well, go for it. Well, you and I were brainstorming the other day, talking about different topics for the show, and something that jumped into our brains, sort of. And you are an African American male, is that correct?
I guess everyone thinks I'm something else.
I did not know you were black for the first 3 months. Oh well, it happens. But the difference is because I am a Caucasian male. That hockey player that you're on Facebook kind of looked like you, by the way. I am a white male, and just getting into some of the differences that, a white person and a black person might see on certain topics. And I thought maybe each of us could give perspective on the issue.
First thing that popped into my mind when I was thinking about this, and I was sitting around and I was thinking today, because most of my friends are white. I don't know how that happened, but most of them are.
And I want to start in preface, there's not a right or wrong way.
No. There's people are people. There's no right, black, blue, yellow, alien.
And I don't want to get too emotional in this.
New Yorker.
You did say something that I found very interesting, and I know with Outside the Box we never really take this show at deeper levels and get into serious topics.
Well, you mean when I'm cursing and talking about beer, that's not serious?
No, that's the serious side of our shows. That's that it goes south from there. But you did mention something, and maybe we'll save this for another time.
No, let it go.
But I want you to say the story. Do you remember what I was talking about?
Hell no.
Okay, well, we'll move on from there then.
No, go with that. I don't know what you were
talking
about.
The tragedy that happened in Tucson and just the circumstance of just all the different people that are in America. And I thought that was a fascinating and very interesting story.
I'm going to butcher the quote, but pretty much the gist of it was, I saw a quote somewhere where they were talking about, obviously the tragic shooting in Tucson, and they were saying that only in America, and can a white male Republican Catholic judge die on the way to seeing a white female Democratic
Jewish
congresswoman,
yep,
whose life was saved thanks to the efforts of a gay, I think he was Mexican and Korean, 20-something college student. And, you know, when we have an African-American president in office, and it was all these, you know, different people that have intertwined from all these different cultures and backgrounds and stuff, and that's what makes America great.
Absolutely,
you know. And so that's cool. You know, what makes us different, our diversity and everything in this country, is what makes it cool. Yeah. You know.
No, I just I know we don't take topics there usually, but I thought that was something to just prelude where we're going with our story about the enjoying and having a good time with one's differences at a certain amount of time. You know what I mean, Leon?
Oh, without a doubt. But you know. That being said, there are differences between us, and quite often those differences are pretty damn humorous.
Yes. And what did you have in mind? What were you thinking about?
The first thing I thought of is I was sitting around there, I was thinking about this, and I was like, well, you know, I think parenting styles between white people and black people are really, really different. And I've seen...
In a tough love sense? Or without
a doubt. You know, I've seen people, and I know each individual family is different, how people raise their kids and stuff, but for the most part, what I've seen, like, if you see, like, a white kid fall, and you know, he falls. It's like, oh, Skyler, are you okay? Mom comes running.
Is that your
running.
White person voice? Oh,
yeah.
Skyler.
And your mom comes running.
Could you pick a whiter person name, Skyler?
Well, I don't know. You know, mom comes running, and she's got the Band-Aid and the Neosporin, and you're going to the doctor for a cut, you know?
Right, right.
We don't do that shit, man.
What do you do?
Good story. I fell off the porch when I was like 4. And I remember my mom going, get up. And I'm like laying there. And
my arm is off.
She's like, get
I
up.
Lost it.
Walk it off. My dad's classic. Walk it off. I rode my bike down the steps once. And we had like this metal grate at the bottom of our steps. It was kind of like, you could like wipe your shoes on, you know, before you walked up the steps.
Yeah.
And my knee went right into it. I couldn't tell you how deep this gash was. And I'm laying there, rolling around, there's blood shooting down my knee like a fountain. Get up, walk it off, rub some dirt on it, you'll be fine. Don't I need to go No, shut up.
No, it's very true. I mean, if I were to fall down the steps, which I have never done, it would be, you know, code 4. We gotta go. By the way, this is a little different of a subject. White people, and me included, love coffee.
You do.
Love coffee. Like,
why is that?
It is another level of love. Love coffee.
Why is that?
I have no idea. I love coffee. I could not live without coffee. I mean, if I went a couple of days in the morning without coffee, I would be a complete and utter mess. But white people love coffee, and the coffee house, and the concept of getting together for coffee is something different. You don't see that.
You don't see black people get together for a cup of coffee.
No, you don't.
You know, like, my dad loves coffee. My future father-in-law loves coffee. That's the first time I've ever said that, by the way.
How does it
feel?
Weird
to say. Wow. He loves coffee. You know, they get it, and they drink it on the way to work.
Yeah.
You know, but there's no, hey, let's go to Starbucks and let's talk about the last episode of Jersey Shore.
Right.
And have coffee.
It doesn't happen.
That shit doesn't happen.
No, it definitely doesn't. White people love their coffee. They love their coffee houses. They totally dig it. White people love North Face fleeces.
That is part of the uniform, Michael.
It is. I got one. I feel like the shit in it.
North Face fleeces with Gap pants and for girls, those ridiculous UGG boots or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like part of the uniform. That being said, I'll take that over the quintessential, especially at my age, African-American male uniform of the baggy pants that are like at your knees and E-Nice. So I don't even know what the hell FUBU.
I've never heard of E-Nice.
Last time I checked, FUBU was cool. I'm not sure. I don't run
I don't
in that
think
circle.
People are wearing FUBU.
I don't know
anymore.
If they do.
Did
Sean John.
Did you ever have FUBU?
I refused to wear FUBU.
I just had to ask. How about Sean John?
No, never.
What kind of jeans you wear?
I wear Wrangler jeans.
You're like a Brett Favre guy.
I am.
You go with the flyless?
Yeah. You know, easy access there, Bubba.
That's the way I like it.
That's the kind of guy I am. But I don't know. Somehow it's like in our culture, it's like the young males, that's what they wear. Or the white T-shirts when everyone was wearing those goddamn red Yankees hats.
Now, this is one where I've sort of seen blend together, maybe. And I don't know if it's acceptable for either, but maybe even worse for when a white guy's doing this. The flat brim hat.
Oh,
that's... What's up? Now, a hat... Now, I'm a huge hat guy. If you know... Like, right now, I'm not wearing a hat because...
Because you're balding.
Well, no, I'm not balding. I'm going gray, but I'm not balding. I will admit the gray. It looks so natural. No one can tell, Leon.
Just for men, Joe.
It's just for men. But I'm not balding.
Now it's in your head.
And my fiance always yells at me for this. She goes... because I'm all about, like, don't, I go to her, don't tell anybody that I'm using the Just for Men.
Please, you just told, like, seven people.
Let me finish the story. So I go, don't tell anybody that I'm using the Just for Men. I'm embarrassed. And then she goes, okay, I won't tell anybody. And she hasn't. She hasn't told anybody. But then I'll be like, we'll be at a meet up with somebody, be like, I'll just use Just for Men. And I'll just tell them. So I guess it's okay if I do it. But I get all weirded out if anybody else were to tell the story. And then I go out and announce it to her, you know, her 98 downloads.
There's a 117-year-old woman in Croatia listening to this right now. She knows that you use Just for Men gel.
No, Michael uses Just for Men. It's good stuff.
Apparently she's serving this yeasty cabbages.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I'm disappointed in your NBA knowledge. You played for the Pacers in the early 2000s.
Oh, there's a woman, I thought.
No, Serena's Jesse Cabbages. He played in Maryland.
Matchkovic. We may have the name wrong.
I do. I got it right.
I don't know. Where was I going with this? Just for Men?
Just for Men, Joe. You guys used... you're talking about the flat brim hats.
Oh, the flat brim hat. Anyway, so I wear a hat all the time. I've worn a Giants hat. I have a Mets hat. I grew up. My dad always wore a hat. It's just part of my culture is wearing a hat. I love it. I don't know, for whatever reason, it's like a woman when she has her purse. It's a feeling of comfort. But I don't.
Purse
but
is a feeling of comfort.
Yeah, women need to have their purse. You see that? I can't find my purse. But when I put my hat on, Leon, you know, I got to get that right bend, and it curls over. A hat not bent isn't a hat at all. I don't get it.
I don't understand it either. I think it stemmed from the rap. Once again, I blame the MTV and the BET. And these kids, and they had the stupid ass stickers on the hat still.
What's with keeping the sticker?
Because it's cool. It looked like you just stole it from the hat world in the mall.
When I leave the sticker, it's like, I forgot to take it off. Whoops.
No, that's
it's my stupidity.
No, you know, I buy a hat. The first thing I do is you take off the stickers and all that stuff. You beat it up a little bit. You try to break it in.
You get a rubber band. It's sort of like when you get a baseball glove.
Exactly. You try to break it in, but these kids, I gotta have my white and black Cincinnati Reds hat with my sticker on the front. Got it, my new Jordan kicks. You see this right here? I'm looking tight, dog. I don't understand that.
I don't get it either. But how about if a white guy is trying to pull off the look? See, then I think it's even worse.
Oh, that's completely worse.
It's like bad and then just really bad.
See, we can do you. You know, you see Kanye go the whole prep route and stuff like that. We can do that.
Right.
But you can't try to go gangsta.
No, it doesn't look good.
It just doesn't work. You end up looking like Kevin Federline.
A K-Fed. Yeah, not good.
How has he not killed himself yet, by the way?
What is he doing?
He should be pumping gas like a New Jersey sick go.
Maybe we should put that on our blog this week or on our what's it called? Website. Let's put it on our website. Tell us what the hell K-Fed is doing.
You want to put out an APB for Kevin Federline?
What does that stand for?
All Points Bulletin.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
I like to picture him at home in the trailer.
Here we go.
Single wide. Not of the double wide variety. But
he's got tons
wide.
Of money, man.
Oh, you know that's gone on heroin.
Oh, I'm sure he blew
and
it.
Methadone.
He was with the Spears. There's got to be money somewhere.
That's true. He did nail Britney Spears. We can all be envious
of him.
He's
got kids with
that.
Well, that these poor kids.
Their mom's got money.
They'll be okay.
Their mom's got money. They'll be all right.
My parents are Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
The worst parents
You're gonna say my parents.
No, I was gonna say your parents.
You know
I like
my
your
dad
parents.
Listens.
I like your parents.
You were gonna do it, and you got.
I was
going to
talk about you. I stutter. I am bad at this radio thing. That's why they paid me $8.
What do you make an hour?
$3.19 and half of a ho ho.
That's not bad. At least
it's pretty good for radio.
Get the half the ho ho.
Yeah, half of the ho ho.
Not terrible.
No, I like to picture him in a single wide trailer. Shirtless with a spaghetti stain on there, with a Camaro that needs work, with the hood up in the front yard, and a shotgun in his mouth, and he's just thinking about it.
This is Outside the Box, episode number 18. We've been in the midst of having a conversation about the differences between white people and black people and differences of what they like, different styles. Leon, you are sporting the Reebok Capitals jacket.
That's American Eagle.
American Eagle.
If you're going to get your high school clothing brands on your body, you got to at least get them correct.
And I totally did this. I didn't wear this kind of stuff in high school, but now I'm in, not college, I'm in life, I guess. I've moved on.
You want to look like you were in high school? That's the thing about these high school girls. I keep getting older. They stay the same.
There's somebody
age.
You work with at the Virginia Sports. He totally gives me that creep vibe.
Oh.
He would be like that. And I'm not going to put his name out
I'm
there.
Not going to put his name out there. But
we'll just give him a fake name.
We'll call him Timmy.
Timmy.
Yeah,
we'll call him Timmy. He totally has that vibe. He might listen to our podcast. And he's at home right now listening to his podcast going, yeah, that's me.
Timmy's about 45 years old, probably. He's got a thing for like 19-year-old broads. And, hey, you know, if a girl's cute and she's over 18, that's cool. You can look at her. You can't outwardly say anything, though, once you get past a certain age.
Now, this guy would make me so uncomfortable. So I used to work there with you. And he would come up to me and be like, and he would butcher the girl's name, first of all. He wouldn't even get the girl's name
right.
You don't
have to say her name. But
I'm not going to say her name. No, I would never do that. But I'm saying, say somebody's name was, I don't know. Whatever. The point is, he would get the name.
Were you trying to think of a nice Jewish name because she was Jewish?
No, I'm trying to think of a name that someone didn't work there, and I didn't want to put someone's name that did work there. And they're like, wait a minute, they're talking about me. But he would get, first of all, how do you not know it when she says her name all day and people are talking, can't get the name
right? He's stupid.
Okay, so that bugged me, first of all. And then the fact of it, I felt so uncomfortable. I'm like, I'm old. You're way too old for this. Stop it.
I once had to ride back in a car with this guy from Richmond, Charlottesville, and the whole time he's asking me about these girls. They're like 19. I'm like 24, 25 at this point. I feel old talking about these girls.
Yeah, exactly.
And, hey, I don't know. To each his own, man, but that's a little weird. Really weird, actually.
As we shift gears here on Outside the Box, football, we had our picks last week. I got mine both right.
I went one for one, but
there was one Green Bay Packer fan that did not have a good Monday. Or maybe it'll turn into a great week. But he lived in the Chicago area, worked for a car dealership, is that correct?
Yeah, he was a car salesman in Oaklawn, Illinois. Johnstone, 34 years old.
How far is that from Chicago? I mean, it's a burb of it, I presume. Whatever.
I'm not sure. Not as important. It's within a couple of hours, I think. But anyway, he's a big Packer fan and decided, you know, he's going to show off his Green Bay pride.
Did you hear this as well, that his grandmother, who was a huge Packers fan, had passed away on Friday, 2 days before the game?
Yeah.
2 days before the game. So he comes into work, Leon, sporting his Green Bay Packer tie. I mean, it is a showy tie. It's not just one with the little, you know, logo. The whole thing is decked out in the G all over it. All over it.
Yeah, so he's got the tie all over. He was honoring his grandma. And by the way, Oaklawn's about 31 minutes from Chicago.
Okay, so it's a good
half an hour from there. And he shows up to work, and, you know, he's wearing a tie, and his boss comes up to him and is like, hey, you know, we need to take off the tie. He's joking around the first time, you know, and he comes up to him later as he gets out of the meeting. And it's like, hey, you know, you gotta take off the tie. And he comes up to him later and he goes, take your tie off or you're effing fired.
Wow.
Says his boss. So he decides, you know,
he doesn't give in. He keeps it on.
He doesn't give in. He keeps it on. He gets fired. His boss is quoted in the Chicago Sun-Times as saying, if he loves the tie more than his job, he's welcome to keep wearing it elsewhere. And this guy is a father of two, worked at the dealership for about a month and a half. And, well, you know, the big thing with this was, they spend $20,000 a month advertising with the Bears on WBBM, which is a station that carries the Bears up there. And they have Bears player Corey Wooten driving one of their vehicles, as quite often these big dealerships do in these cities. They gave him a loaner car. You know, that's a big endorsement thing.
Right.
So they obviously have financial investments into the Bears. And apparently this guy was a good salesman. Sold 14 cars last month. No customers had complained about the tie. But obviously, if they're doing business with the Bears, it doesn't look good on their part to have a salesman wearing a tie. They have a salesman wearing a Packers tie. I think this is a bit ridiculous, though. A bit over the top. You can't get fired for wearing a tie. He's a Packer fan.
Right.
And his boss was saying, well, I don't think he'd wear this tie if the Packers had lost. Of course he wouldn't show up wearing that tie if the Packers had lost. But that's what sports fans do. You think Packer fans would have worn Aaron Rodgers jerseys to school on Monday if they lost? No, but they wear it because they want to brag about their team.
Well, maybe Packer fans.
Yeah, maybe Packer fans.
It's either that or dressing up in cheese. But it's ludicrous. It's insane. The guy got fired for wearing a tie. Now, this is not if he was the if he works in the Bears organization and he works in ticketing, he works in sales, he works in any part of the Chicago Bear organization. Okay, don't wear a Green Bay Packers tie.
Obviously.
That's a little screwed up. It's a little stupid for your own business. But if this guy is a good salesman, he's going out there wearing his tie, he can do whatever he wants. That's absurd.
Now,
that's absurd. That's essentially the same thing as saying, I'm going to fire you because you are black. I'm going to fire you because you are a lefty. I'm going to fire you because you're balding. He's wearing a tie. And there's nothing on there that says, F you, this car dealership sucks. It is a symbol of his team. If that doesn't help him sell, then that doesn't help him sell. But they got to get over themselves to get that angry.
I agree with you wholeheartedly on this one. And I kind of hearken it back to that situation we just talked about briefly on the last episode where UVA moved the fan out of his seats because he had a Carolina sweatshirt on. He was sitting in seats that were supposed to be for UVA staff. The staff member gave the tickets to a friend. The friend sold one to a scalper. The guy bought the ticket. He got moved.
I find this much worse than that.
Oh, this is
because
this is much worse.
I think what UVA did there was not right and stupid, and I don't think that at all makes sense, and I think it's terrible, and it's bad business, and you make your university look stupid. But at the end of that day, it's their arena. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. Don't agree with it,
yeah.
But that's what they want to do.
No, this is much worse.
We're talking about a car dealership. That would be like if he was wearing a Packers shirt into the Bears complex as someone that works for the Bears. This is a car dealership. And I get they have some sort of sale relationship, but that's between the company and the Bears, not between him and the Bears.
This is someone's life we're talking about. This guy has two kids. He's a good salesman. He's married, He's got family to support. And you jeopardize that by firing him because he wore a Packers tie? Are you really that petty? Now, that being said, he's got so much national play and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. The boss, Outside the Box is talking about him.
If I'm a Bears fan, I'm probably going to go to that guy to buy a car because I'm saying, you know what? You, Green Bay, I'm going to go there and buy my car. That's where I'm going to go. Because sports fans get worked up like that. There are people that don't buy certain brands of beer because their favorite NASCAR driver, doesn't drive that car. You don't think Bears fans are going to go there and buy a car from this guy now because he fired the Packer salesman? I bet you his sales are going to go up this month.
So what happens to this guy?
Well, apparently...
What's next? What's his name?
His name is Rob. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
His last name's Stone. I think it was Rob Stone.
Okay.
But anyway, so the next step is apparently he is he was on the Dan Patrick Show.
I was listening to the Dan Patrick Show earlier in the day, and their producer went in the phone book and called. If the name's Rob Stone, called 30 Rob Stones.
He is. It's John Stone.
John Stone,
He's got a job interview. He had a job interview this morning at a Chevy dealership, apparently, there. So hopefully the Chevy dealership will scoop him up and he'll get a job there and he can sell cars up the road or whatever.
And
We're a flagship station of UVA Athletics.
Right.
I walk in here all the time. I have a Hampton basketball shirt, NC State football. I like sports. I have a bunch of sports stuff.
Yeah.
I can't get fired for that.
Remember the girl that got fired at a press conference? I don't remember which school. Alabama? No.
She was working at an Arkansas radio station.
And she wore a different team's hat.
She walked out of the door wearing a Florida hat. She was a Florida grad. She went to the Arkansas press conference, and she got canned.
I mean, really?
For that. But I can kind of give that a little bit of, I can kind of see a little bit why they fired her. Because as a reporter, when you're going to a game as a reporter, you're supposed to be impartial, unbiased, unless you're working for that school. You broadcast a game for UVA, you might have a Virginia shirt on.
Right.
You're working for the university.
No, I see your point. If I were to go to a UVA baseball game, do play-by-play, and put on my Hokies tee, I mean, that would be pretty stupid.
Yeah, that would be pretty stupid. But now, if you go to a Virginia press conference as Mike Biseglia, WINA, and you have a Syracuse shirt on, it's probably not in good taste.
The difference is, and when you look at, I mean, from that perspective, rival schools, UVA and Syracuse.
Aren't.
They don't, and you probably get away with it because the colors are the same damn schemes. People might not notice, but I think there's a difference because they're not a rival. And I imagine, and this is just a hunch, but schools like Arkansas and Florida, they probably take that a lot more seriously in there as an internal jab, and they don't like that as much. Can you remember, Leon, by the way, a time where you had a free agent car salesman that had this much pub? I mean, if you're a car salesman, hey, that's your career. That's what you do. I could never do it because they know what you're doing. I mean, you're trying to sell them a car.
It's all shtick, baby. I could do it.
Or a used car salesman. That's even harder.
I could do it. I put on a cheap 70s suit with some checkers. See, you got to have a little flash, a little pizzazz.
You cannot be a salesman.
Oh, I'm a fantastic salesman, Michael. You grease up your hair a little bit, you know.
That appeal, I don't like. When I go into a place, I'm like, oh, there's a guy with the greasy hair. I don't want this guy to be my salesman. I want someone that I can at least like talk with.
You get a
little
strut.
And I think that's what makes this guy good is he's, I'm a Packer fan. I'm a normal dude.
Mike, if I'm trying to sell you a car, I'm whatever you want me to be. I'm a Bears fan. I'm a Packer fan. I'm an Eskimo. I'm a South American soccer fan. I'm whatever you want me to be. What can I do to put you in this quality American car today? Because I ain't selling you no damn Japanese car.
OTBpodcast.com. We can get you your own podcast, by the way. You can be sold by the salesman over here. Finally, Leon, Taco Bell. Big sponsor, right?
Oh, big sponsor.
Maybe one day.
Big part of my diet.
Big part of your diet. Well, somebody came out and said that the beef in the Taco Bell beef is not really beef. They are saying that it's like 34% beef. Taco Bell is saying this is absolutely incorrect. This is real meat. This is real beef. And they are prepared to sue and go head-to-head with, and I don't know, I have the backstory in front of me, but these people say that their Taco Bell beef is not really beef.
Yeah, they're suing because, you know, they said it's 35% beef.
So what's the other 65%?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not quite sure. And this suit was filed by the Alabama law firm Beasley, Allen, Crow, Metvin, Portis, and Miles. How's that for a law firm? Beasley, Allen, Crow, Metvin, Portis, and Miles.
How many guys is that? Or women?
Six people attached.
That's too much. They try to call the phone company and get, you know, I need to get the law firm of, say that for me one more time. I didn't get the
Beasley,
fourth name.
Allen, Crow, Metvin, Portis, and Miles.
And they're taking on the TB, Taco Bell.
And so they're alleging that Taco Bell uses a meat mixture that contains binders and extenders. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think binders, I think of like something that stops you from pooping. And extenders, I think of male enhancement products, which I'm quite sure you're familiar with.
Episode 2.
Yes.
Hey, Leon, no gimmicks. Just real science.
Just science.
Real science. Hey, remember Adam, who we had on a few weeks back?
Yes.
He went as Halloween as an extends spokesperson.
Oh, look at him. I bet that.
And we just had a homeless man walk by us.
We'll get to the homeless guy in a second.
Yeah.
But so they're alleging that, you know, this 35% beef has binders and extenders, whatever that is. And then also this meat mixture, the other 65% has water, wheat oats, soy lectin, maltodextrin, anti-dusting agent,
And you wonder why you have diarrhea every time you eat this.
And modified
you're eating dusting
corn starch. Look, we all know that Taco Bell doesn't have the highest quality meat in the world.
But you hope that it's meat.
I like to think that it's like grade F meat, like it's like what you eat in like a Mexican public school. But, you know, I couldn't imagine going in there and getting anti-dust. Why the hell is anti-dusting agent in my chalupa?
Now, Taco Bell's saying this is not true. They're fighting back.
This seems
you eat this stuff more than me. Could you see that being dusting agent in there?
No, I just see it being
Does it taste like meat or is it just all sloppy sauce?
It tastes like bad school. The meat tastes like school cafeteria meat, you
right.
know?
So I guess it's just cheaper for them if this story were to be true. It's just cheaper for them to throw all that other shit in there to make up for the other 65% of beef?
I don't see how this would take that long to figure out. It seems like a simple test to me. You go to Taco Bell, you buy a burrito, with all this stuff that we got going on in science today, all these testing you can find out, the sex of a baby from x-rays and stuff, and clones, and you know, extending your phallus and all this stuff.
No gimmicks.
Just science.
Real science.
You can't sit there and run a test that says, you know what, this is meat. This is spackle, paper, and staples.
We can go to the moon.
Allegedly.
We can clone. We can take a watermelon and get rid of the seeds, which I don't know how in the world they're doing that. But we can't figure out the meat in Taco Bell. That is a bad sign.
That's another thing.
That is a bad, bad sign.
That's another thing that white people do. You guys buy seedless watermelon. You will pay more for seedless watermelon.
Oh, yeah, spit them out, and they're all over the place.
You will also pay for chopped up pieces of watermelon. How lazy are you where you have to pay for cut up watermelon?
Yeah, I agree. Or at least halved. By the way, a little side note, the man that has just walked by has worn the same outfit for 4 straight days, and he smells.
Yeah, well, he's Ted Williams' half-brother.
He is Ted Williams' half-brother.
Speaking of Ted Williams.
And we'll wrap it up with this.
Speaking of Ted Williams, apparently, Mike, he is
the man with the golden voice.
Yes, the man with the golden voice, the radio prodigy that they found on the side of the road. Apparently, he left a Texas rehab clinic early, and apparently they're not too happy about it. You know, he was trying to kick his drug and alcohol dependency, and you know, he left the Origins Recovery Center on South Padre Island and headed to the airport. His destination was unknown. He entered rehab back on January 12th after he was persuaded by Dr. Phil. Mike, this guy went from having nothing
to everything.
To having everything. Doing
anything
more in his radio career than you and I probably will ever do.
Right.
And then apparently the story started to come out. He was talking to his mom like he was 5 years old. He got in a squabble with his daughter at a hotel and got detained, not arrested. Yeah. Apparently he started drinking like bottles of vodka a night. It all started to unravel.
And we are surprised.
Of course not. You take a guy with a drinking problem and a drug problem off the street, you give him all the money in the world and freedom and nice hotels, and he's not going to go crazy. He's not ready to handle it. They send him to rehab, and he leaves early, and he goes to parts unknown. Is this the last that we hear of Ted Williams?
No, it won't be. Unfortunately, I feel like something really sad will happen. I don't know what it will be, but I don't see this having a happy ending. I just don't.
I would love to know, like,
his past is too twisted, and he seems to just get himself into trouble.
When you
can't
bring
beat that sometimes.
When you bring this guy in off the street, like, how did you not have a program in place? How did you not have, like, a chaperone or something to say, okay, Ted, you know what, we've got to make sure that you're not drinking. If you're going to spend the money and take the chance of bringing him in as a spokesman for
so
your product.
So you're saying, like, Cheese Craft Macaroni or whatever should have had, all right, we're going to hire you to be his babysitter.
Yeah, remember,
take him for dinner, wash his hair, make sure he goes to bed at night, he's drinking Diet Coke, and that's the end of the day.
Remember when Pac-Man Jones was with the Cowboys? He had a similar situation. He had a guy that was responsible for making sure that Pac-Man was in line. And that's what it's sad that you have to babysit him almost like a child, but he had an extreme drug and alcohol problem. He had been homeless for over a decade. He wasn't used to and not prepared, and that girl's in the bikini on TV, and not prepared for whatever situation was going to be tossed his way. It's a lot to handle.
We're going to end with this on the show, Leon. Things that white people like that you are actually sporting right now.
Hockey?
New Balance, well, that too. New Balance sneakers.
Yeah, you will.
That is a white person thing, and you're wearing New Balances.
This is a virtue of me being cheap, Michael. I went to the store, and I liked the color of these shoes, and they were $50, and I said, you know what? Ring them up, Johnny.
Outside the Box, episode 18. You can find us on otbpodcast.com. Check out our merchandise section. Buy a fancy mug or a t-shirt or a tie or anything else that fits your fancy.
And there's more merchandise to come on the way. We are steadily expanding the store, so you can go there and check it out, otbpodcast.com. Click on OTB Merchandise in the upper right-hand corner. Make sure to check out the show on Facebook. Search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Also, check us out on Twitter at OTB Podcast. Any final thoughts?
I am exhausted.
You look like...
I've been up since 5 in the morning, and I am tired.
You should do some Four Locos.
No, aren't those banned? They're still around.
You know they're turning that shit into ethanol?
Ugh.
I never had a chance to drink one.
I never had a Four Loco.
Well, that's the next episode. We're going to drink four Locos.
Yeah, and I'm going to be four gone.
I'm going to go home and drink 27 beers. Mike's going to go home and do pre-something. You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Until next time, finish the fight. Pittsburgh, go fuck yourself.
In Pittsburgh, you can go fuck Leon.
Yeah, well.
That would be nasty.
Their quarterback's a rapist.
You know, I like him.
Big Ben's already been through this before. You're a sleazy loser, that's for sure. Ben, perhaps you should stay home and leave the girls alone. I guess you'll always be a dumb white trash QB.
A dumb white trash QB.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.